Welcome to the concluding part in our series celebrating an artist who has featured in this slot since we launched the station. We've heard around 70 songs or so in this series from an extraordinary catalogue, and there's still a few more to fit into this last episode. Welcome to Elton John in a Lifetime. Elton live at Nedworth in the summer of 1990. Well, welcome along to our last in this series celebrating the recording career of Elton John. One evening in the mid-2000s, Elton had been getting dressed to go out for dinner when a song came on the stereo which completely caught him off guard. As we hear regularly on LG Radio, the power of a song to transport us back to times, places and people is uncanny. The voice on the stereo that literally knocked Elton off his feet and made him sit down and reflect on how so much of the music of his life revolved around the love, respect and inspiration he felt for the piano playing and singing of one particular artist. A series of phone calls were made, and incredibly it came together that one of Elton's greatest influences and musical loves was lined up to finally record an album of duets with him. And the resulting recordings have a real poignancy about them, in a similar way to when John Lee Hooker duetted with Van Morrison. It's like a passing of the musical baton from one generation to another. And it doesn't really happen that much, because it's rare that greats come along, and even rarer that the younger greats have recording periods that overlap with their influences. Anyway, here's a track from the brilliant album Elton recorded in 2009 with the incomparable Leon Russell.
They say we grew too easily. I don't know if that's the way for me. I've seen them come, I've seen them go. I've seen everyone I know fall in and out of love. It's just the way it goes. Word is out, silence seems so loud. There's no light above or below me now. I've seen it grow, I've seen it live. I've seen everything I give falling out my hands. No matter who I'm with, nobody ever tells you when love is dying. When love is dying, it just gets a little colder and we stop trying. We stop trying.
track. That's When Love Is Dying from a superb album called The Union, featuring Elton with Leon Russell. So we've almost reached the end of Elton's story from the various studios and stages he's inhabited. Throughout the 2000s, there were yet more movies he would provide hit songs for, his musicals would flourish all over the world, and his touring schedule would shame most young bands. Before we hear songs from his final couple of albums, let's just enjoy this one, a charity record Elton sung on back in 1985. And it's a wonderful slice of sonic pie from a moment in time, a four-minute visit to yesterday's world, which will, I'm sure, bring to mind something different for all of us.
And I never thought I'd feel this way. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm glad I got the chance to say that I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes and try. Can remember, keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure, that's what friends are for. For good times and bad times, I'll be on your side.
For sure, that's what friends are for. In good times, in bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. Oh, that's what friends are for. Oh, keep smiling, keep shining.
Elton with Stevie Wonder, Gladys Knight and Dionne Warwick from their double Grammy winner from 1986. Elton's album from 2013, The Diving Board, was in many ways no different from albums he and Bernie had worked on back at the start of their journey. The songs were written quickly, all done over a two-day period, and the recording sessions would feature Elton's voice, mainly accompanied by a rhythm section. The voice has changed a bit, of course, as you would expect of a man now in his 70th year who lived an incredible life both on and off stage. The vibrato is a little wider, but his chops are absolutely intact despite throat operations and a few health scares. And it's a voice able to tell us all kinds of tales, love stories, tragedies, short stories, and reflections and observations on so much. They could have just kept trying to give us another Tiny Dancer or Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, but instead, Bernie and Elton keep revisiting the well, looking for new musical supplies and more originals. This one arrived after they'd been working together for more than half a century, showing us the partnership was very much still working.
Forgotten scars remind us of too much war, too little love. Beneath the fault line, truth to burn. Within the page, so much to learn. Wounded birds look to us. Who can heal? Who to trust? Bring down the giants, old and new. Strike up the band and waltz on through. I was shaking with a fever when the last good horse went down. We were just a couple dancing where a thousand kings were crowned. Shaking with the fever before the white flag flew. And the ballroom opened up to us and the dancers danced on through. Victims of the careless heart, skating on the cold gray ice before the flood toward the light. Muddy boots to shiny shoes, headlines screaming out the news. From dirt and damp to hardwood floors, beyond the burned out broken walls. I was shaking with a fever when the last good horse went down. We were just a couple dancing where a thousand kings were crowned. Shaking with a fever before the white flag flew. And the ballroom opened up to us and the dancers danced on through.
So we arrive at the inevitable, Elton's most recent album from 2016, and it really does bring us in a full circle in that here he is again in the studio with the surviving members of one of popular music's greatest ever rhythm section. The bassist who had graced so many of Elton's recordings and live shows, Dee Murray, had died in 1992, aged just 45. But on this most recent album, Nigel Olsen plays drums and David Johnson takes care of the guitars. The reason, and this is just my opinion, but the reason I suspect they're still all playing their instruments like they're in their 20s is because despite whatever life has thrown at these people, or whatever the most ridiculous industry in the world has thrown at them, they've never stopped playing or creating music.
Figured out where I went wrong. The script I followed them was awful long. Too much luck, too little of. Me acting right, not acting up. I won the world upon my back. There's someone up for me, pick up the slack.
Looking Up from Elton's last studio album, Wonderful Crazy Night. Perhaps I shouldn't say last album, that's not fair. It's just his most recent album. I sincerely hope there's more to come. But if there isn't, the fact remains that the songs, the recordings, the body of work that Elton has created will likely never be matched. And for that, I thank him.
Funny, this feeling inside, not one of those, yeah, who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions in a traveling show. Nothing, not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift and my song, and this one's for you. You can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, hope you don't mind
Hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. Out on the roof, and I kicked out the bars. You are the verses, all they got me quite proud. But the thumping quiet pine, well, I wrote that song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting the things I do. You see, I've forgotten if they're green or the blue. Anyway, the things what I really mean. You're not the sweetest eye I've ever seen. Tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, hope you don't mind, hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world. Hope you don't mind, hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is while you're in the world.
And that concludes this episode and this series of In a Lifetime, where we've been wandering through the incredible catalogue of Elton John. Thank you very much for listening. You can, of course, listen to all these shows again via the Listen Again page on the website. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.